Matthew West on Kinship Radio, mornings with Ryan and Beth. We pray that you are living unashamedly for Christ today and every day. Oh, speaking of days, now we know that this is Veterans Day.
It is.
It's November 11th. It's Tuesday.
It is. Those are all true.
Beyond that, I'm going to leave it up to you to help us out here.
There are other holidays today.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans Day is not on my list because that is obviously today.
Of course.
But I have a list here. There are 2 days that are completely real.
Okay.
And then one that's made up. I made the third one up here.
Okay.
So, Beth is trying to guess which is the fake day out of the three.
Okay.
The other two holidays are real and we can celebrate.
Okay.
After that confusingness, here we go. Honestly Day. Starting off strong.
Honestly.
So the word honestly has seen a huge increase lately online. People are starting like confessions like, so honestly, what I meant to do was, or like, honestly, I love basketball.
Honestly.
Okay.
So that kind of usage.
Yeah. It's a rise in transparency, supposedly, and it's just a day to celebrate honesty, but using that word. Honestly, making sure it's not just trendy.
Okay,
and
but it could be like sarcastic in nature.
I guess it could. I think the intent is to actually increase authenticity and honesty. But honestly, you know, use it more often.
Okay.
Honestly, that's a weird day. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then we have National Sunday Day.
National Sunday.
And we're not talking the day of the week. We're talking the ice cream.
We're talking about ice cream.
We're talking about the...
This one I can get on board with. Okay.
I've never seen a Sunday I wouldn't eat. And that includes the weird one with bacon in it. You know, it's...
Nice.
Chocolate-covered bacon. It works. It works. Put some caramel in there, too.
So. Oh.
I will say the caramel sundae, or caramel, if you're fancy, is my favorite.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be, I remember growing up, you'd go to the local fast food chain that will remain nameless, and you ask a caramel sundae, you'd get caramel on the bottom and the top, and ice cream. Now it's always just on the top. And it's been that way for like 20 years, but I'm still bitter.
Where would this have happened? I've never heard of this phenomenon before. Well, I mean, this is... A lovely treat on the bottom?
Yeah. And you could request a turtle where you'd have chocolate on the bottom and caramel on the top.
What?
But like, yeah. It, again, that's decades ago, and I am
this
still bitter.
This must be some Ohio madness or
maybe,
something.
Maybe it was just my local fast food chain.
That will remain nameless.
Yeah, that will remain nameless.
So that Beth can't find it.
Of course, that's back when Caramel Sundae was like, 80 to 99 cents, and now they're like $4. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Not bitter, but anyway.
No. No, not at all.
You can make your own.
Yeah, but you are correct. I have yet to see a sundae. I have not.
Even the little ones.
I know. Or the big ones.
Or the big ones.
You know, the gargantuan three scoopers ones. Or whatever.
Is that a whole gallon of ice?
And a whole gallon of caramel and hot fudge sundae? Mm-hmm.
That's 4 heart attacks in one.
I know. What gets me is when you go through a fast food drive-thru or something like that, and you order a meal with a sundae, and like the sundae is like a hot fudge, and they hand you the hot fudge sundae first, and then you have to wait for the rest of your food. And then the hot fudge is melting the ice cream. And then what do? You eat dessert first.
You have to.
That's
you
a
have
problem.
To. Is it a problem, though? I feel like that's great.
I know. But yeah. Okay. But have that problem today, perhaps.
Maybe.
It could be National Sunday Day. Okay. And moving on.
The final one on the list here is National Indiana Day.
Celebrating
the state, 38th largest state, which isn't very big, and the 17th most populous state, not very populous. I mean, it's all right. It's in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
So celebrating the state of Indiana, the Hoosiers.
Okay.
Indiana Day. My wife's from Indiana, so I guess I got to
do a little shout out there to her home state.
She really doesn't care.
I love Chris.
Hey, honey, the Indiana football team is doing well. Which one? I don't care.
Oh, my. Oh, that's nice. Okay, so we have National Indiana Day, National Sunday Day, and Honestly Day.
Honestly.
Honestly. Oh, you do not make this easy at all. You really don't.
And you're coming off a loss yesterday.
I am.
Just wanted to remind you of that.
Thank you. I had a pretty good winning streak going there for quite some time, so it could go any direction today. And I wouldn't feel too bad because this is not going to be good, I'm afraid. Yeah. I feel sad that Indiana feels like it needs a day.
They need one. They need a day.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many other states that are always in the news. Like New York is always in the news. California is always in the news. I mean, even Illinois is always in the news.
Yeah, they got Chicago.
Yeah. Florida's always in the news.
Florida's always in the news.
Texas.
Not always for the greatest reasons.
No. No. So Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yet, I don't believe it. So I'm going to say you made up National Indiana Day.
No.
Really?
Today is National
Indiana Day. So they really do need a day.
They do need a day.
Poor Indiana. Now, I just feel so bad.
I do have questions. Like if I Google like Minnesota Day, is there a Minnesota Day?
I don't know.
I don't know, but there is an Indiana Day.
We're going to look.
And it's today.
Okay. So I have to choose now between Sunday Day.
You got to go watch Hoosiers.
I guess I do. I have to choose between ice cream sundaes or the word honestly. All right. I'm going to say you made up honestly day. Okay.
Honestly. This isn't a real day.
At all?
At all. No, this is fake. It's okay. Yeah. Anyway, it was a weird thought in my head. I'm not even sure why I went with it. But yeah.
Well, you do have those weird thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. And occasionally
they get down on paper.
Yeah, so. Occasionally there are days that are just so weird and out there that it is Sunday Day. I think that's the one we can all
I can rally around that one.
And hang our hat on and
go get a Sunday for breakfast.
Or five. Here's Child of Love from We the Kingdom, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.